House members today opened hearings on a bill that would change the way ballot initiatives are put before the public. The Finance Committee heard a bill that would require initiative sponsors to disclose funding they receive for gathering signatures. Sponsor Kyle Johansson told the committee that he sees a loophole in the process. He says the problem develops when the initiative booklets are distributed to people who will get signatures from enough voters in 3/4 of the state's House districts to qualify for the election.
From that time until the boxes of the signatures are handed in to the lieutenant governor to be reviewed and okayed, there's a hole in the disclosure law. We don't know who's spending money during that period of time, and main portion of this bill is to make sure that that portion of the process is disclosed to the public.
But Anchorage Democrat Harry Crawford sees it differently. Crawford has been a co-sponsor of 3 separate initiatives.
The place where you can kill an initiative process is at the very beginning, where corporations can come in and intimidate the people that are trying to organize and put an initiative on the ballot. That's the reason why in Alaska state law, we don't have a disclosure provision in that initial process so that big corporations can't come in and intimidate those people that give money to get the initiative on the ballot.
The bill would also require a series of public hearings, 2 in each of the state's judicial districts, to open up debate on each initiative. Crawford sees no reason to change the current system.
Every section of this bill is targeted at making the initiative process either more difficult or next to impossible to get done. It may not be the intent of the sponsors, but that is the effect of it.
Finance co-chair Bill Stoltz says the bill will be heard again, and individual members anticipate various amendments to it.